caller. Good morning and welcome.
Yeah, morning, Peter.
Hey, morning. How are you doing?
Well, Peter don't answer that kind of questions, man. You know the kind of person I am. Now, I heard you say you follow Bob Marley's music, right?
Mm-hmm. And I know that you do, too.
In the song Jamming, which line is relating to what is happening now? And that's why he said, because every day we pay the price where the living sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now, I am tired of saying this, but I appreciate the situation. I know it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I think that all government ministers should only have one allowance. One allowance? One. All the rest should be taken away. The only two persons who should have all of their allowances intact is the Minister of Foreign Affairs and the Prime Minister.
You said this last week, you know.
Hold on, man. Hold on. You talk about homosexuality forever. Don't start me up, Peter. I can't start you up now because you're being offensive.
No, I'm going to start you. You're being offensive. Listen, last week you spoke about allowances, and I am really drawing to your attention that you need not necessarily repeat, right? And if you feel that you're going to raise my blood pressure by going there, then I'm going to snap back.
Hold on.
So we're going to have a conversation that is relevant. We are going to have a conversation that is relevant to what is going on. As soon as you decide to go down in the gutter, I'm going to go there with you, and we're going to discontinue this conversation and move to somebody else.
No, you're running. You see,
I'm not running from anything.
You're not running from anything.
Are you going to advance the conversation beyond the one that we had last week, where you said that you do not think that people should continue to draw allowances?
I'm going to advance the conversation right now.
Or alternatively, we're going to talk again next week. So you decide. Let's go.
I'm going to advance the conversation, but I can assure you, right, that next week, I'll be going on the same road with you again. But I can advance this conversation, right? You have poor families. Poor families who can hardly make ends meet. You make promises to them. It's hard for you to say that you know it's for a job. You're a qualified person. You don't have to work in Barbados. You got other ways and means of working. You're qualified. You're in great demand. You can't say that about the average man.
So,
hold on, man. Let me talk. Let me talk, please. When these kind of things start happening, you are going to drive people to do things which they would not normally do. People who probably sworn before this situation arose, I would never get involved in drugs. I would never do that. I would never do this. But when mankind is driven to the point where he has to survive, most men will do anything to survive. And that is a fact. We have a lot of, even this last fertile thing, I don't agree with it. If you want the government service to be efficient, you can't just put it at that. You will have to come into work for years and I'm producing. You have one man who don't come work for maybe less than 6 months. And he's producing. If you want the government service to really be productive, you just can't look at the last in first out. You have to look at productivity and people who are producing. You have to do that. Then you got a lot of the two former government ministers. Do we really need them? Do we? Huh? You see, the sad thing about this foreground, right? There's a lot of things that should be said, but you can't say it because they can start coming in trouble. Although the things that you are now saying would have been public knowledge or worldwide knowledge. But for some strange reason, I am not blaming Dennis because he got his job to perform. Right? There's a lot of things now, but if only people will open their eyes, if people will only stop being loyal to certain things, when the things that they are being loyal to are not being loyal to them, if people will only be truthful to themselves, I'm going to go call this program. But I cannot see people going through. I don't know if it's a strength or if it's a weakness. I cannot see people going through separation. I keep my big mouth shut. I cannot do it. I can't do it. There's got to be other ways and means. Not, I mean, not even a cut in wages or salaries. All the money that they are told the passengers they're going to get,
I would say that the principle that you are exposing, which is to say that we look at productivity and not lasting for a soul, is one that I would support. I do, however, appreciate that the mechanics can be somewhat challenging. Where to start with, I don't know that there's any mechanism to send home a public servant, because generally speaking, that's not possible. So you always look to temporary persons who are the ones that you can release. And when you look at releasing them, it's difficult to say that you will do it based on an assessment that says this person is a better employee than that person. Because in many instances, those assessments are not available. So while I agree with you in principle, I know that in practice it's challenging. And I think that what the unions do is to say, let's go this last in first out principle and let's assume that this will work because it's the easiest thing to do. Final word from you, sir.
Talking about the unions, right?
Mm. Final word from you.
Well, before I go to that, what Floyd did, Floyd, when they were restructuring, they gave their
What's the difference with Flo?
No, they give them packages where they can where they can be part of the business.
And what's the difference
they
with
Flo? They go on their own. So if government, let's say with Water Authority, rather than some people from Water Authority, we will not give them the option of being part of the business.
But did the Prime Minister not say that? The Prime Minister said the Prime Minister said that if you are a clerk typist and you go home, you can do part of government's digitization program. She said that if you work at the Transport and Works and you go home, you are no doubt going to be required in terms of government's $100 million program. I heard those things.
If you notice, I did not comment on the Prime Minister's speech because I did not listen to it.
Okay, but my last thing, well, that was what was said.
My last thing. As a person, is very disappointed in the union.
Okay.
I think, and I'm very disappointed in the members of the unions because all they know, both of these major unions should have been memberless. Memberless. So when they see these, when they see the workers not getting the type of representation they should have gotten, and they're still hanging on to the unions, it says a lot about all people.
Okay.
It says a lot.
Okay, sir.
Right? A union that they covers. A union is not just a.
So that is clearly a mistake. My apologies. Don DeBrastax, good morning.
Hello, good morning, Mr. Vickle. Mm. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. And yourself?
Not too bad. Mm-hmm. I want to make a couple of points here. The term about Bob is used to say a couple of things to me, much more than that, but I try not to stay that long time on the radio. The first thing has to do with the preparation of the cake by the Barbados Labour Party.
The cake?
The cake, yeah. They bought the ingredients, but the actual preparation, designing of the cake, and the baking of the cake was done by the IMF.
Oh, okay.
But actually, it's a homegrown, it's a homemade cake. You can't argue against that. But the end product was prepared by the IMF. I would like to ask Dr.
This reminded me of the cow that one of them can slaughter.
Who's that?
The cow. Remember the cow? Thompson talked about the cow.
I can't remember that. I can't recall all that thing.
Yeah, the cow. The cow that was to be slaughtered. What is called in biblical terms? When the prodigal son came back, which cow it was at the slaughter? I forget any name. What's the name of it?
The cow that was the slaughter?
Yeah. Then it's trying to tell me, but I can't hear. When the prodigal son came back, what was the name of the cow that they slaughtered?
No, I can't.
It wasn't a sacred cow. It was a special cow.
But most probably it was more about blemish.
But no, it wasn't about blemish. They got a special name, sir. Help me. What's the cow called? Anyhow, David Thompson has said that they're going to slaughter this cow. And that the members will be able to share equally The fatted calf. My apologies. Yes, the fatted calf. You see, I am not familiar with this whole biblical thing, so I forget. Right, no, the fatted calf was supposed to be slaughtered and shared among the dems. So I'm just wondering whether the cake is like this fatted calf.
No, I don't think
because
so.
Because now the cake can get slaughtered.
It hasn't got slaughtered.
Or it gets slaughtered but, and it gets shared among certain select few within the DLP's family.
But
so you're saying that the cake now is a different kettle of fish.
Yes, right. It's a bitter cake.
It's a bitter cake. Okay.
It's a bitter, very bitter indeed. And it's got to leave a lot of us here, so it's a very desperate move whether we should continue living or not, because at the present moment, life in Barbados is hard. You wake up on
the
morning.
So you think that the cake will cause people to become suicidal?
Part of that is also, many of us start to lay off people. Some people do that. Some people turn to crime. Some people, I'll tell something too, some young women will then find that they will, but she will get their attention.
Prostitution?
Pardon me?
Prostitution?
Whatever you choose to call it.
So you're saying that the government is sending people to prostitution as kids?
I said some young women will get the attention of Bushel.
Right, but what goes on at Bushel?
It's
two things that's going on at Bushel is pay your light bill and prostitution.
Ah, why not pay your light bill? Why you had
so you say that more people can pay the light bill now as a result of these measures? We only got two things out there, like the power and prostitution.
Let me go after my fault, though. But it was amazing, though, that I listened to the Prime Minister on Sunday. You know, I stayed home and listened to her because I had a meeting to go to. And I said, listen to Mia Moore Motley to see if she brings anything fresh that I can like, enjoy my little ice cream while watching the TV. But actually, I had to take the ice cream and put it back in the refrigerator. Because if I eat that ice cream, it will make my stomach a bit sick.
Mm-hmm.
When you get Leo, you get your package, she's talking about get a little 5,000 from the small business development or whatever it is. You then go on, get a piece of land, you start to grow your crops. My question, what sort of crops will you be growing?
I don't know, sir. What would you like to grow, a ganja?
Me? Mm-hmm. Because as far as I can tell, they could grow carrots, beets, mm-hmm. anything.
Mm-hmm.
But who then is going to pay for your labor? You might have somebody to plug the fields, and you got to get somebody to come pay, mm-hmm. Spray the grass. All these things got to be taken into account.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I think, though, that, like I was talking to a member of the UPP after listening to what Ms. Watley said, we are suggesting that we should start holding meetings now and let the people in Barbados understand what's really going on.
So where y'all don't start?
Where we don't start?
Because if it's clear to you that the people don't know what's going on, start meetings and tell them.
Because here you have it. The majority of Barbadian voters voted for the Barbados Labour Party. I would say the majority voted for Ms. Motley as a leader. But I know the majority voted for the Barbados Labour Party. And these are some of the same people that voted for the Barbados Labour Party.
Wait, stick a pin. You won't come on the program and tell me that you don't think the majority of people who voted for the BLP voted for Ms. Motley as leader.
No, I don't. I tell you, my neighbor voted for the Barbados Labour Party, but he don't.
Sir, come off it. Listen, if you want to be believable, you have to say things that make sense.
But
there are few people here in Barbados, few people who doubt that one of the main reasons why the Barbados Labour Party did so well was because of Mia Motley. There are few people that doubt that. So you're saying to me that that's not true? I am saying to you, sir, that I believe that you're on the wrong track. I understand your concerns.
Let me tell you, Mr. Scarberry had something on his posted on his Facebook here just after about last month. And the majority of people say that they wanted a change in government. Mm-hmm. They were not so much into who was leading the party as long as the Democratic Labour Party had gone. And most of these young people that he would have. But the posted their comments were people between the ages of 18 to 35.
Mm-hmm.
So I cannot argue if they wanted Ms. Molly or if they wanted the Democratic Labour Party. Oh, but to my belief, I have friends who voted for the Barbados Labour Party, not because they like Ms. Molly.
Okay,
because
they want
the you understand?
Yeah, okay.
The other thing it has to do now with, the third parties have a problem with you.
With me?
Yeah, with you personally.
Yeah, but the third parties have a problem. Because if the only problem y'all have with me, y'all have a problem.
a real serious problem.
I think y'all should have a bigger problem with the electorate.
Because
if cumulatively the third parties gain less than 2% of the entire total popular vote, and that includes people like Natalie and all others, if y'all feel that that's because of me, I think y'all have a serious problem.
No, what is happening, though, I don't know if you're aware of it, that Richard. Solution Barbados might not be ready next time because some of their members might join the UPP and there are other members who might be joining the UPP. Miss Lynette Eastman will be soon addressing the nation, but she's getting everything bit by bit before she come out and start to talk because that's the way she remained on the side. You have Lynette Eastman, you have Solutions Barbados, and you have also, I don't know if you're aware, there's a white party in Barbados now.
A white party?
Yeah, a white.
A party with white people or a party where they wear white clothes?
Or what you call Hebeckies.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And this fella that called in yesterday, he's one of the leaders?
I don't know anything about him. Okay. But they were working down the Orleans last Saturday.
Interesting.
Trying to get to know what the young people there wanted. And I passed around there with starting to want to them. And they're not too pleased with how the Martin's running this country right now. Right. And therefore, Scalibrate is going to have a poll out for Christmas time.
Sir, let me tell you what. Just wrap up. You can take 30 seconds or so to say what you have to say, and then we're going to go to commercial break. Because I'm not going to allow you to waste people's time.
Wrap-up is that I am hoping that I'm praying that we will go back. We will have an early election because I can't take it any longer.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, sir. Thank you for calling. And I do hope you get your wish. For your sake, not for me. I ain't interested in an early election. I had enough elections. Three elections this year is too much. Down to Brass Tacks, we'll be right back. Stay with us. Welcome back to Down to Brass Tacks. Good morning. Good morning and welcome. Good morning and welcome. 4341790. You can also WhatsApp me on 266-IVOB. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Peter.
Hey, morning. Hello. Morning, ma'am. How are you doing?
Oh,
this is Winnie, right?
Yes, I am not so. I'm really mad at the moment. You know,
really?
Mad feel a little, but yes.
Mad or angry?
Mad, angry. It's not. I'm really annoyed.
Mad is a funny word.
Yeah, well, that's this is well. That's what
you
I
know
am
where
right
mad
now.
People is go.
Right to the, you know, and I should be there right now too. Anyway, Mr. Wickham.
Yes, ma'am.
Listen to me. The first time the DLP won the government, right? The first thing Thompson did, former Prime Minister Thompson, I must give him that title, sorry. He put up nearly over 100 taxes, right? And his first budget, that was about 100 tax the gentleman put up. When he died, after the other Prime Minister, Brenda Stewart, take over, it's a runaway tax. Everything was taxed. Right? They send home 3,500 workers. And every year the union cry out. And every year some of these people, so-called people calling in and say, people on the breadline, how they going to manage. The beautified Barbados, the people them take up and send home without even giving them money and time. They didn't get their money for months. And every year no cry out for those poor people, nor the 3,000 people that went home.
But Winnie,
we get Winnie,
I'm stopping you because I don't understand what you're saying that your blood pressure about.
All right, no, listen to me, sir.
Winnie, are you telling anyone anything they don't know already?
But when they come on the station,
But Winnie, what you want them to say?
They don't put them in, correct them.
Winnie, what do you want them to say? You have beaten the Dems within an inch of their lives politically. They're coming on the program and they're defending themselves in the only way that they can. And I don't think, honestly, Winnie, I don't think that there are a lot of people out there that are taking these guys seriously.
All right, then. Can I finish one thing I'm saying?
But I don't understand why, Winnie, use this time constructively to talk about so many things. And you are defending someone that no one need, that you don't need to defend.
All right, then. Let me talk.
When a person who supports the Democratic Labor Party calls on this program and expresses concern about the fact that government is sending home people, do you really think that anybody taking them seriously? Is the height of hypocrisy? And we know that. We understand that.
Okay. Do you know, I think some of these wicked devil people
I don't call them wicked. They're just political, that's all.
Yeah.
Wicked is a strong word.
but they would love to see Barbados devalue to say the BLP should never have won.
So that they can say that it's me that devalue.
Yes, that they can say it. And you shouldn't give a woman no position. Mm. It doesn't care if she was DPPP or CCP. Once, you know, she's there, she's going to get blamed for everything that's going on. And they forget it's not her.
Winnie, I have walked around Barbados from the time this whole thing started. I still walk around. And people always talk to me because they figure that they should tell me, you know, how they feel or whatnot. And I get the impression that the vast majority of Barbadians are very much still with the Prime Minister on this one. Because we appreciate that the situation that Barbados is in is a serious one. Now, the Dems are making noise. Look, we had a conversation with a lecture by the DLP's new president last week. Right? And she launched a broadside on Ms. Motley. I mean, I didn't expect that she would have done that. But my question to her is very simple. Is the debt-to-GDP ratio in excess of 150% of GDP? Mm. Is it? Is that true? And if it is not true, then please tell us what it is.
Mm.
If it is true, please tell us why it is that we were being told before the elections by former Minister of Finance, Chris Sinclair, that it wasn't anywhere close to there. Because there's a gap. There's a gap between what we were being told before and what we're being told now. And I would like to hear some specifics in terms of the debt. The debt that Ms. Motley is saying is associated with the University of the West Indies, is associated with National Insurance, is associated with Caribbean Broadcasting Corporation. Tell us if it is true that those debts are to be considered part of the government debt, or is what Minister Sinclair was saying before correct, that those debts are not to be associated with government debt?
All right.
So that's the kind of intellectual conversation that I want to have, but I'm not getting it from the Dems. And my point is that if the Dems continue to chat this nonsense, then just let them chat it. But don't engage them.
Okay, then.
Because they're not to engage.
Peter,
yes,
remember
ma'am.
When we was getting the downgrade? Remember? And when the Prime Minister, Mr. Fernandez Stewart, there was Hawk, he said they can downgrade. Downgrade
us. Nobody can downgrade us.
Yes, right. And now we was at 24 degree downgrade. We get, you know, not 20, 21. We have 24 downgrade. And if Barbadian want to be like Jamaica, my country, which I love, $1 is $140.
Well, actually, last week it was 133.333.
Well,
I was in Jamaica last week, you know.
Right. Can you imagine? Do they want Barbados to get in that nasty way? Cannot get out of the mud you're in? They should be grateful and stop being so ungrateful. They come in like the one that sell out, when him again, that sell out Judas. Because Judas sell out Jesus for 30 pieces of silver and then go and hang himself. That's what they want Barbados to be. Devaluation is not a nice thing. And I'm telling you, my country is suffering from that. It's suffering from that with crime up, murder up, outbreaking up, because people cannot make ends meet.
Horning on the increase.
Well, everything is up anyway. Right.
Since so the economic measures, saying, people are horning more.
Please thank the Prime Minister and her crew. Don't care if she get 100 people to help her to get out of this mess we are in. Be grateful you got somebody there with a head on. Okay, thank you here.
Okay, thanks a lot for calling, Winnie. Good chatting with you. Don the Brass Stocks, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Not too bad. Greetings and salutations to your good self.
Yes, you too.
Psalm 86, verse 15. But thou, O Lord, art a God full of compassion and plenteous in mercy and truth. Mr. Wickham, as a former trade unionist, where I was the agent secretary for the British National Union of Seamen, Barbados Agency, I fully understand the concerns of the general secretary of the Barbados Workers Union, Miss Tony Moore's comment, that where they are concerned, the first in, last out should be applied. Although it is a point that can be considered there is still exception to the rule. In all cases, we shouldn't look at the first in, last out. We have some employees in government that think because they were given a pick by a politician, things that they are untouchable and they can do as they like. They fail to produce. And I think that one's personal file on working standards should judge who should be asked or retained. Mr. McKinnon, let me give you a quick idea about a quick learner. A young man applied for a government job. Then asked what he could do, he said nothing. He got the job immediately. They wouldn't have to break him in.
Wait, he was asked what he could do, he said nothing?
I beg your pardon?
He said nothing.
He said nothing.
And where he got the job?
He got the job because they wouldn't have to break him to be idle because he know how to be idle already. Because
they had nothing to do, so somebody who could do nothing would work out well.
Precisely.
Yeah.
However, as I said, the customer is not always right.
Mm.
It was said that the customer is always right. Listen to this carefully. So, manager, I saw you arguing with that customer who just left. I told you before that the customer is all right. Do you understand me? Says Cole. Yes, sir. The customer is always right. So, manager, that's better. Now, what you are arguing with the customer about? Says Cole. Then, sir, he said you were an idiot. As I listened to last Friday's program before Mr. David Ellis, I was more than pleased to the question he put to a high-profile caller. Why did you stop so long from calling the program? I never also expected another question. Are you happy with the state of the economy? However, sir, during the conversation, I realize that the caller is very partisan and has a political bias. And he should be aware that Mr. David Ellis takes his reputation seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Today, I am very pleased with the astute leadership of the Honorable Mayor of Mount Morley. It is unfortunate that the prescribed medicine is not sweet, but with a bitter flavor.
Right. Sir, I want to thank you for your contribution. You know, when I hear stories of the public service, I remember I had a conversation on the radio with a government minister in the former administration, and he told me that he walked past a public servant every morning on his way to his desk, and the person would have their head down, and he stopped one day, and he said to the lady, "Ma'am, I get the impression that you do very little," and the minister was told, said minister, you get the wrong impression. I can assure you that I do absolutely nothing at all. And that is our public service for you. But sir, you have to remember in the final analysis that once you're appointed to the public service, getting rid of a person is almost impossible. So that's the reason why we have these conversations about the temporary workers. So we're going to take a break and come right back. And when we continue with more Down to Brass Tacks. Welcome back to Down to Brass Tacks. I want the caller from St. John. I would love to have a conversation with him. I don't know. Is he on the line, Dennis? No, apparently not. So I listened to him yesterday with great interest on David. And I just want to assure him that he will get a fair hearing from me as well. So do call and let's have a conversation. The guy from St. John who claims to be a necky becky, but no one is convinced. Very entertaining. Good radio. Down to Brass Tacks, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Wickham.
Morning, sir. How are you doing?
I'm hanging in there.
Good, good.
First question I want to ask you, is the 2018 election reports out yet?
I don't know.
Last month.
Yeah.
And they said they weren't ready.
As far as I know, it has not been released officially because it normally has to go to Parliament first. But I do have all of the key information. The only thing I'm missing is the voter turnout among women and men. That's the only thing I'm missing.
Well, then you should send me the information.
If you WhatsApp me, I'll be more than happy to. I've shared a lot of it in public domain already. The Nation has published key data, and I've done analyses, voter turnout, and things like that. So, you know, the information is there. Officially coming from them is another matter, but most of it is there. What was it you were looking to find out?
No, I'd like to have the report so I could compare with the last report.
Okay. That's reasonable.
I got about 7 or 8 reports. Mm-hmm. And then I can do my analysis because I see information that is not too accurate in the Nation. So I say with Vince, the electoral.
I mean, like Irene.
And Mendez sent out there.
Like Irene's outcome.
What did she do?
No, the thing that the Nation published suggested that she didn't get any votes in a box.
Right, that wasn't true. But don't mind, the thing is that they're in a box.
But
I like the analysis from the thing, just pay some money for
it. I agree.
But I keep them and I compare so that I could, so that's how I would know that for the pizza, been one box in 2 general elections. And certain people don't like me to say that. But it's a fact.
You said that Verna DePisa won one box in 2 general elections.
In 2 general elections.
In fairness.
He won the box in 2013.
In fairness, sir, let me ask you this question. Yeah. How many times has the Barbados Democratic Labour Party won a box in Christchurch West? If you're going to be fair, let's be fair.
But I didn't understand.
How many times has the DLP won a box in Christchurch West in history?
There were the one boxes in Christchurch West before. Remember?
That was created in 1971, I believe.
Remember,
that constituency?
I guess it.
And I think the first time that they won a box would have been in 2008.
The point is, I stated a fact.
Ain't got no problem with the fact.
Like you could.
But ain't for me to like it or to don't like it.
Right. You want me, I remember, I believe that several DLP people ran up there, and I believe they had won boxes.
That's not true.
I
speak subject to correction, but to the best of my knowledge, the Barbados Labour Party won a box. The DLP won a box in 2008 in Christchurch West, and I think that was the first time.
In 2008?
Yeah, because they weren't winning boxes under Henry Ford. I think that they won a box when Henry Ford left.
I can check it out for you as soon as you break.
You
ain't got to check it for me. I got reports, Peter. I could check for myself. Right. I could check them things. The thing I want to deal with you.
So my thing is that if it is that the DLP never win a box or win a box in once or twice.
I ain't talking about the DLP. I'm talking about Verla.
But that's the point. So if the DLP can't win a box, then why are you blaming Verla for not winning?
But I ain't all I
you
said.
You are unfair, my friend.
All I said is that she won one box
which
in
is
2
true,
general elections.
Which is not untrue. But I'm saying but in the context of a situation in which she's running in a seat where the party can't win a box, period, then, you know.
You could defend that. The other thing, why call you about ferries? You're the man that travels Europe, you travel the Caribbean.
Mm-hmm.
You have seen, I don't know if you travel by the ferries.
I travel on ferries a lot, yeah. There's one between St. Kitts and Nevis that works very well.
All right. I raised the issue with the general manager at the VOB, and he didn't want any discussion with me, which he said. He said that a ferry from Barbados to Antigua, and people would get seasick.
And that seasick is going to take too long.
But the point is, we had boats that traveled from one end of
the federal boat. The maple and something and else. Palm. Right. And what happened and to the maple and the palm? Really, maple and the palm now?
Because Trinidad was responsible for the maintenance.
Right, because the...
Sir,
I guarantee you that if the maple and the palm were making money, they would still be sailing now. The reason that they don't sail any longer is because they were a burden on the people who were maintaining them.
I am talking about ferries working the Caribbean. Trinidad now bringing another ferry to run the sea bridge between
Trinidad and Tobago
and Scarborough.
Right.
Yes. They're now bringing a new one. How does that
Did they give you any idea of the subsidy that they will have to provide to run that service?
But I ain't dealing with that part. I dealing with that ferries run the seaways, rivers, dicks throughout the world. That is what it is. Mm-hmm. And ferries operate in the Caribbean.
Sir,
and they could work in the Caribbean. Sir, that is what I'm saying.